This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, 7 after the hour on today's DJD program with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. I'm in Los Angeles. Let's see, Jennifer's in Los Angeles, although we're not together. I'm right down the hall from her office, though, at the fabulous CRN Digital Talk Studios. Then there's Victoria in Jersey, and Kara's got snow coming out of her ears in Washington. So that's a fabulous way
for us. Is that what that was? Ew.
That's what that is, yes. No, mine was. All right, so Jen, what do we have to start things off this hour?
Well, who's feeling a little sick? Because it seems that the flu epidemic is running rampant. The CDC just issued another warning against the flu. I know in my home state of California, a 4-year-old child in Riverside County died from the flu over the weekend, making the deaths just in Los Angeles 52 from the flu. The CDC is now estimating that between 6 and 7 million people in the U.S. have had the flu since October. It's the first time that the CDC has released an estimate of the number of flu cases during the season instead of after. They're saying that flu activity across the country is elevated. 30 states are reporting widespread activity, and it's caused around 3 million people to go to the doctor and up to 83,500 people to be hospitalized. There's also been 16 pediatric flu deaths this year so far. While the virus might seem like it's rampant, it hasn't reached last year's levels just yet, but the flu season does tend to peak in the month of February. So we are on our way to see the peak of the flu season. You might remember back in 2017 and 2018, flu season was one of the deadliest in decades. There was 80,000 flu-related deaths last winter. Part of the issue is that the vaccine that they gave out last year was only 40% effective. So I was curious, how many of you around the table, do you guys do the flu shot? I know, Doug, you don't ever do the flu shot,
nope,
do you?
Ever. Never. Never.
I don't
never,
either.
Never. 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 All right, Kara. You did it.
I do it like half of the time. I normally get it. Our office or the building normally provides them. They didn't this year, and so I didn't. I seem to have been okay so far. Knock on wood.
So, but you don't pay attention to my warnings and, not having
not normally.
Not get them at all.
Nice.
All right.
I actually was forced in. Well, I was forced into it this time because my cousin had a baby. And so, you know, brand new parents, especially with their first kid, they're like, you have to have every vaccine on the planet, right? And so it's the flu shot, it's TAP, it's all of these things. Otherwise, you can't even be in, you can't share airspace with the newborn. So, so some people get forced into it, I think.
One of the reasons that I don't get the flu shots is because what I sense that people, we forget about the nuance oftentimes. Remember, there's still mercury. There's something called thiolungabungalunga. I don't know what it is, but it's basically mercury that still gets added. Not as much anymore to a lot of these shots, a lot of these vaccines. But there are two kinds of vaccines you can ask for when you go in to get your shot, whether you go to CVS, you go to Walgreens, you go to your doctor, whatever it is. Ask for the one that has no mercury in it. It's more expensive. The one that has mercury is $29.95, and I think the one that doesn't have mercury is $10 more, because that vaccine doesn't hold. It wears, it doesn't have the same staying power as the one with mercury. I'm talking about longevity.
Do
you can keep them on the shelf
them
longer.
Do they even make mercury anymore?
Well, they don't. They're not supposed to, but I think there are still some, but very few. You're right, Jennifer. The thing that I object to, or that I think that I try to explain, in terms of the flu shot and what it does. If you remember last year, the flu shot that was prepared by the CDC wasn't appropriate. It didn't have the right mix in it, so you got a shot for nothing because it didn't protect you from anything. And I wail away at this all the time. What you eat, how much rest you get, what you're doing with your body. If you have a strong immune system, people laugh. I had some guests in my house last week. They were looking. I have a I have three shelves full of supplements, and I take normally about 30, 35 supplements a day. And many of them have to do with my immune system. And I eat better than most people. And that's really the, if you can eat really well, that should be enough to enhance your immune system so you don't have these problems. I haven't had a cold for, I can't remember, well, how long ago? Can you guys remember the last time I had a cold or a flu? I think it was a couple of years ago that I had the sniffles. And that stuff comes from being on airplanes a lot, people sneezing in your face. It's a little difficult to avoid, but if you have a strong immune system, you pretty much avoid all of the things, whether it's the cold, the flu, it's even things like cancer. That your immune system has to be functioning well in order for your body to work well and serve you well. So if you don't eat right, don't get enough rest, do all those things, then you're doing yourself a disservice. I think that's the way that I look at it. I don't want to be sick. And so if I take care of myself, and it's my responsibility to take care of myself, not the government's responsibility, not my sister's responsibility, not my girlfriend's responsibility. Whoops, wait a minute. I can take that last one off. Okay, well, it's not anybody's responsibility but mine. So I would like to instill in, am I sometimes talking, am I beating a dead horse with this? Yeah, I guess so. But there are lots of, I have two doctors that are regularly associated, three actually now with this program, Joel Wallach, Ken Kronhaus, and Jack Stockwell. Stockwell hasn't had a flu shot and would tell you the reason not to get it is what I basically just said. Ken Kronhaus says everybody should get a flu shot. It's the right way to protect yourself. And I think for older people who have compromised immune systems or younger people who haven't developed an immune system yet, yeah, probably a good idea if you get the right vaccine. And that's a really big if. So that's my two cents worth. And obviously the people on my program have paid no attention to me whatsoever when it comes to my advice. So listen, maybe a few people at home have it's up to you. Just, I feel very strongly about it, frankly, very strongly about it. And
were you saying something? What's your advice exactly? Don't get a flu shot? I never get one.
Yeah, no, I know, you don't get one. Because you and I agree many times on many of these sorts of things.
And I think everyone tries to have a strong immune system.
I don't know. If they tried really? To have a strong immune system, they wouldn't eat some of the crap that they do. Look up when I'm driving here to the studio, every corner has an In-N-Out Burger, a McDonald's, a Hardee's, a Carl's Jr. Where do you see the good food? You don't. And if you do go find a place that has good food, and this is moderately legitimate, it's expensive. And people who don't have a lot of discretionary income say, okay, well, I'm going to go and eat at McDonald's. Well, if you go to the grocery store and buy good food and bring it home and prep it and then cook it and serve it, you'll find that it's much less expensive to do things with relatively healthy food. So, enough of the lecture. It's 14 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno, live on the scene of a recent windstorm, here to describe the event, the chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I've just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpes and L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpes and L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. www.johnboehner.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, DJ V time is 17 after the hour. Did you know that it's tougher to have a baby in America these days? The fertility rate is way down, depending on how you look at numbers. It's the end of a seven-year decline. And basically what's happening is that we are having fewer and fewer babies, and it's kind of state by state. I was looking at Massachusetts and California, Jennifer, just to see what the who is replacing us, in a manner of speaking, because that's really what this is all about. We are not making enough babies to replace ourselves. I think it's more with the white population than it is with the Hispanic population, and religion enters into this somewhat, too. But I find
as religion kind of dies, it's a slow death in our country. So do large families typically. And I think you're right. I think it is more Caucasian families, I think, are probably having fewer children than they used to. I would imagine across the board, probably American families in general, because you don't hear the big story. I mean, it's always the outlier when you hear someone now, even who has four or five kids in their family. Remember, that used to be pretty normal to have four kids. Not anymore. Now it's two, and that's about it.
Well, and the families who have babies, four or five babies, even three babies, are looked down upon socially. Do you think that's the case? Is that in your circle? Victoria, how many of the age to have babies? And I've never really asked you what the plan was, and you can tell me it's none of my business, and I'd be okay. And Jennifer's plan when she gets married, if she's going to have a baby or two or three. And so under the circumstances...
She's got time for four, right, Jen?
Yeah, totally. One for each job I currently
hold. Right. You take a different kid to each job. Equal time with mommy.
Right. When there's work day, bring your kid to work day. Jennifer can have four kids and bring her to four jobs. Perfect.
That's great.
So seriously, Victoria, what are you...
Well, I think as a New Yorker, if you have four kids, you're Amish. So it's you might as well be. It's very foreign. It's too expensive to have more than one or two kids in the city. So
I think you're onto something, though. And I also think you say you're Amish, but I think people feel like they are looked down upon. If women choose to go into it, not into necessarily the business world, but want to be a stay-at-home mom, I think there's a fair amount of people that look down on that decision now.
I think so, too, yeah.
And that's unfortunate because that's one of the most important jobs, whether you're a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad, that's one of the most important jobs. I was not lucky enough to have that in my life. Both of my parents always worked, and I don't know. I feel bad for those women that make that choice because I do think that there's a cultural stigma building against them.
Yeah, you know, for sure. Kara, how many children are you going to have when you get married?
I don't know. Three always seem like a good number. Both my parents have two siblings. I have two siblings, so I don't know. I'd have to get started sometime soon, though.
Really? Yeah. You got any volunteers?
Not yet, but who knows? Maybe after this I will.
All right. You can email Kara at RadioAmerica.com.
Nothing like I want three kids to lead your dating app.
21 after the hour on the DJV show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Sad notes, if you'll pardon the pun, as we focus on music every hour of the program. Because music is so important in our lives. We spend a few minutes talking about things that are going on, people who have been well-known or people coming up in the world of music. Clydie King, who was a backup singer for Ray Charles, Barbara Streisand, Bob Dylan, among others, passing away over the weekend at the age of 75. She was another gospel-rooted voice like Aretha. She was on dozens and dozens and dozens of rock classics. She was background on Tumbling Dice from the Bones, Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama. She was one of the most in-demand backup and session singers of her time. She said in an interview, quote, "I don't remember all the people I have sung for, but it's," she estimated it was 300, 400 songs that she was on records anyway. In addition to several tracks on the Exile on Main Street album from the Bones, the list includes Linda Ronstadt's You're No Good, Arlo Guthrie's City of New Orleans, Graham Nash's Chicago, Elton John's The Bitch Is Back. Clydie was also on albums by Steely Dan, Humble Pie, Joe Walsh, Carly Simon, Neil Diamond, Ringo Starr, soundtrack to Barbra Streisand's A Star Is Born. She recorded with Ray Charles and Bob Dylan. Dylan said, "She was my ultimate singing partner. No one even came close. We were soulmates." She grew up in Dallas, sang with the gospel choir as a child, was considered so gifted that she appeared at age 8 on Art Linklater's program, the talent show. I remember that. Good God, that's amazing. There you talk about moldy oldies. Woof. She moved to Los Angeles. She recorded a number of singles for a couple of specialty labels. She started in 1966 with the Raylettes, Ray Charles' backup group. They were kind of cool. She left after 3 years traveling around, but she didn't like traveling too much, so she became a session singer. I guess I'm thinking about her because I went to the Aretha Franklin concert, and that's how she began. How many of these, especially that era of black singers who really all got their start in choirs in church, and the fabulous music they produced as kids, how they learned the craft, how they developed their voices, their singing ability, their brain, and it paid off for people like her. I was thinking about that when I was watching the Aretha concert because they had four or five really good backup singers. And again, you never know who these people are. You see them if you watch concerts. For example, if you ever watch those My Music specials that T.J. Levinsky puts together, he does them in Pittsburgh at the same studio, and he has the same backup singers for every show. There's a big fat guy with the mustache who I heard him sing once. He has a fat. These backup singers have fabulous voices. They really do. So anyway, the passing of Clydie King, we note. Also, Shirley Boone, Pat Boone's wife, has passed away at the age of 84. She often happens in these circumstances, surrounded by her family, who were singing to her at the time she passed away. They were married 65 years during the time Shirley helped to establish Mercy Corps, which has become a charitable organization around the world. She published writings, hosted TV shows, recorded a lot of music on her own. She was the daughter of Red Foley, who was a big country singer in the 30s and 40s, who was a star. He was the person who sang, remember, no, nobody's going to remember, Chattanooga, Shoeshine Boy. You got that there? Kiara, play that, will you?
This is it, yep.
Oldest kind of leather look like new. You feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy.
There you go. So the passing of Shirley Boone, note here on the DJV program, 28 after the hour.
The way he makes it pop, you ought to see him fan the air with his hibbity-hibbity-hibbity-hibbity-hop.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose NL penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose NL protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose NL works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
What a job. What a job, Raj. Send out for about 1,000 hamburgers, Big Macs. So we actually did. We bought 1,000.
President Trump welcomes the national football champions, the Clemson Tigers, to the White House and serves the team fast food, burgers from McDonald's and Burger King, Domino's Pizza, and fries. Salads also on the table.
Burger King, all America companies. Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's. We have Big Macs, we have quarter pounders with cheese, we have everything that I like that you like. And I know no matter what we did, there's nothing you can have that's better than that, right?
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney also speaking.
And football and the relationships through football
created this opportunity. And for that, I'm so thankful.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Here we are at 34 at the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelig. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And Victoria's going to bring us into this half hour with something really hot.
Well, new research suggests that Americans are over-diagnosing themselves when it comes to food allergies. So if you have someone in your circle or a bunch of people who say, oh, I'm allergic to this or I'm allergic to that or I'm allergic to gluten, they're not alone. Nearly 19% of adults think they have food allergies, but according to the Journal of American Medicine, only less than 11% actually have a true food allergy. And so doctors are now weighing in on this and saying that a lot of people think they have an allergy, but if they eat, like, let's say a lot of people feel like bloated after they have milk or cottage cheese or yogurt, they'll have some stomach discomfort, they'll get a little bloated, and then all of a sudden they think that they have this food intolerance and a food allergy. And really the difference between an intolerance and an allergy is literally life or death. If you have an allergic reaction, that actually can be life-threatening. And doctors say 90% of the time that you're having any type of skin symptoms, hives, swelling, itching, redness, or things like that, that's caused by a chemical called histamine. So when you take an antihistamine, that's what it's fighting. And so that's released from allergy cells when an allergic reaction is actually occurring so many times. And then anaphylaxis is, of course, that's when you have a severe allergy, and that can cause death. That's very, very dangerous.
Referred to as an anaphylactic shock.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. And so anaphylaxis is something that when people have an EpiPen or need to carry that with them, that's the life or death. Now, recently, we talked about this, I think, last week, the little boy who died because someone was cooking fish in the house. Do you remember that story?
Yeah.
He was only about seven or eight. And then Bethany Frankel, who is from Skinny Girl fame on Shark Tank and the Housewives, she almost died because there was fish in something that she ate and she didn't know about it. And her boyfriend gave her the EpiPen and saved her life. And recently she was on a flight. She called ahead to find out what they were going to be serving on the plane. They said they were serving fish in first class. And so the plane was diverted because of her severe allergy. She can't even smell fish cooking. So there are very, very severe allergies on that level. And then there's everybody else who says, I'm allergic to gluten or whatever, and you're really not. So it basically...
Or shellfish, so you don't have to eat it. How many times have you heard people say, oh, I'm allergic to that. Right.
And an allergy to shellfish is a life or death situation.
Yes.
That's no joke. And so
I know a lot of people who make it up, though.
Oh, and how many people make it up about gluten?
Yep.
I have a friend who has celiac disease, and she's so tired of, you know, girls trying to stay skinny and saying they're allergic to gluten. It's like, no, you're not. And severe gluten allergies are just like a peanut allergy, airborne and very, very toxic. So not surprising that this report says so many people are
overestimating. And other people who are listening who have the difference. You did a great job, Victoria, the difference between an allergy and an intolerance.
A food intolerance, yeah.
Right, exactly. And so the histamine thing, I'm just sitting here thinking about all the times this shows up in my life. When I have a histamine reaction to things, my body, if I carry, for example, a bag of groceries into the house, my arms and my chest turn all red because I have an allergic reaction somehow. It's a histamine reaction. When I'm on the farm and I'm around a lot of different kinds of weed, like ragweed, that kind of stuff, I can sneeze sometimes 14, 15 times in a row, and it brings up all kinds of stuff. And so, and I know I have an allergic reaction. Is it going to kill me? No. It just is my body saying to me, try to stay away from that stuff. When it comes to gluten and celiac, that sort of thing, I have been treated for it. And this is something that developed later in my life. I never had an intolerance to it. The other day on the plane, I had a turkey sandwich. And by the time I landed, I had such indigestion, as I sometimes forget about the bread and trying to have just gluten-free bread. Or I get a brownie and it's not gluten-free. Or any number of things that would have gluten in them. So now I make a concerted effort to look for the GF on the label of things when I go. I was in Wegmans the other night, and I made sure that I went to that aisle and got those things, because I know what toll it will take on me, and then I forget about it. And I, like eating the turkey sandwich the other day, I was miserable for a couple of hours, because what it does is bring whatever the intolerance creates in your body, it gives you horrible indigestion. If you
was
have
it
a
wheat bread?
It's wheat, yeah. It's the,
yeah,
it's the,
but see, the problem that, yeah, but, well, as opposed to white bread, I mean, like whole wheat bread. The problem is, too, as people get older, and I just realized this, and my mom went through this, as people get older, wheat is very difficult to break down. And so a lot of people think it's the gluten, and sometimes switching to gluten-free bread will alleviate the heartburn and the indigestion, but most of the time it's really the wheat itself. It's just very hard to digest. And so my mom's doctor said, you know, if you do want to eat something with wheat, take a few digestive enzymes along with it, and that totally solved the problem. It really wasn't the gluten, it was the actual whole wheat that was just very difficult. Like, I have a similar problem with oatmeal. I can't eat steel-cut oatmeal because it's just so hard to break down. But again, these are all intolerances, not allergies.
Right. So then,
and
but
that's
how do
where
you
people
go?
Are misdiagnosing.
You just, but you have to, if you don't know how to avoid it, then you avoid everything. You just, you know, like I just make it my business to avoid. And if I look at the menu on the plane, I'll just say, no, I'm not having this. I mean, even
right.
sometimes pasta will do it for me. And I get a gluten-free
yep.
pasta when I go to a good restaurant if I want to have pasta. And I really prefer pasta. And most of the time when I go out to eat, I have pasta. And yesterday I was in a nice restaurant down in San Pedro, and I had a really good pasta with lots of great veggies and a tomato sauce. It was yummy. It was great. And those things, for those, to go back to something we were talking about earlier in terms of food and what it is that we prepare and how we eat and that sort of thing, if you want to have a good meal that's healthy, you can prepare it around pasta and really have something to talk about. It's really, you know, you don't have to, pasta does not automatically sentence you to gain weight. It isn't one of, any more than bread does. It's how much you do. So it's like beer. So Heineken, as we continue with sort of a food news focus, Heineken has announced they're going to produce a beer that has no alcohol in it. Now, I'm not a drinker. You'll have to help me, Jennifer. And Victoria, I guess Kara. Kara, you're kind of a beer drinker, too.
Kara's our beer resident beer drinker.
I think I'm the only one here who drinks beer.
Yeah,
and this story, it makes no sense to me because I understand beer has kind of a weird taste. You kind of have to get used to it. And there's some that I really don't like and some that I really do like. But, I, you know, O'Doul's is like the one, I guess, alcoholic-free beer. And I don't understand why anyone would drink it without getting the benefit
beer
of
for the taste.
Well, how can it really be beer if it doesn't have, isn't by definition a beer something that has to have, like, at least 3-2 in it? What's if it's not?
I don't know.
It's just
think it's
a pop
regulated.
Soda pop if it doesn't have alcohol.
I don't think it's regulated. I think it's the
it's not like champagne.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not?
No. It would be something probably with hops and that kind of stuff. I don't believe that there's a regulation. I think you can have, obviously, O'Doul calls themselves beer, and it's mm-hmm. non-alcoholic beer.
Mm. Yeah. So I guess there are some people who like the flavor of beer. I just don't, but I guess some people do.
Yeah.
And so
like
maybe they say that this Heineken, this new alcohol-free Heineken actually tastes like a regular Heineken, just without the alcohol content. So I don't know. Mm. We'll see.
So,
does anyone else get disturbed though? If you're in a place where you want to drink a non-alcoholic beer, aside from maybe moms who are pregnant or nursing who miss the taste of a beer and want to feel mm-hmm. like they fit in, they don't want the alcohol. If you're an alcoholic who is not supposed to be drinking beer because of the alcohol in it, isn't just having the taste of a non-alcoholic beer kind of dangerous?
You would think, right? Because O'Doul's actually has a very, very small percentage of alcohol in it. So a lot of alcoholics will not even go near it. But, yeah, I know. It seems like a slippery slope.
Yeah, I would think that this is mostly for, I don't know, guys who don't like drinking that much, but they, you know, they don't want to drink or they are the DD or something, but they still want to fit in with everyone. So they're just sitting there with a Heineken
bottle.
Do
more men drink beer than women?
I don't know anymore. I mean, pretty much, plenty of my female friends drink wine, but plenty of my male friends do, too. And I would say the same with beer. I mean, when we buy a six-pack of beer, everyone's drinking it, not just guys.
I just go back to, you've heard me tell this story. My mother was a wild alcoholic, and really all she ever drank was beer. She'd go through a case of beer a day. And, you know, I never, maybe that's why I have such disdain for it, much as anything else. But the thing that's happening now on the American farm, especially the family farmer scene, and I have a little plug for my weekly podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, where we're dealing with food and farm and all of the things that are important to how we eat. One of the things that's happening, especially to dairy farmers, is the focus on growing hops, because there are so many of these microbreweries. Almost every community has now a microbrewery. Or in like the case of my hometown, one became very successful, and now there's a second one. And we took the grain from the brewery and fed it to the cows. And so now these guys are saying, the guy said to me, we're buying grain that's grown somewhere else. Wouldn't the same, and I thought this was a brilliant, it's like honey. This guy said to me, it's like honey. Local honey is the only honey that'll really do you any good because it has the pollination. The bees are pollinating local flowers, and those are the things that people have the most problem with and will get the most benefit from using local honey. So the guy said to me, well, what about local hops? Wouldn't the local hops, if we can grow those grains, wouldn't that make the beer more relevant or taste better or be healthier or something? I don't know the answer to that, but I know that a lot of guys that I've talked to in the farming world are going to start growing hops, and hemp. The two H's, hemp and hops. I mean, you can't drink hemp. Well, I guess there are some drink. Are there some hemp drinks?
I don't know if there's a hemp drink, but there is powdered hemp protein, which one of my roommates started eating, and I had a little bit of a spoonful without mixed with anything. It was horrible. Oh. I would not recommend. Apparently, it tastes terrible mixed with stuff, too, so I don't know if I would recommend that either.
45 after the hour on the DJV program.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpesinel penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpesinel also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Water and food contaminated with feces. That's how the hepatitis A virus spreads, causing infection and inflammation of the liver.
It tends to be something that somebody eats or puts into their mouth with their hands and then develops symptoms. It is a self-limited infection, meaning you get very sick, but you eventually clear the infection without treatment, because unfortunately there is not treatment for hepatitis A.
Dr. Stacy Rizza says symptoms include nausea, vomiting, stomach aches, diarrhea, and jaundice. Certain groups of people have a higher risk.
In people who live in homeless facilities, hygiene is not always good. So it's easy to transmit the infection amongst a group who may be in close contact.
You can cut your risk of getting hepatitis A with good hand hygiene, hand washing, and the hepatitis A vaccination. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I posted some pictures on Facebook. If you want to go to facebook.com/DJV show, you'll see some pictures that I took last night under protest because the guy who was the sheriff there was trying to get my cell phone away from me, and this is the first time I ever went to a concert, took pictures, and actually posted
them. Did you have a physical altercation? Did you get into a fist fight with this guy, or
what? He
got
in front of me, he got in my face, and he had a piece of white paper that he was sticking in front of the phone.
Was he wearing a blue event staff vest?
Well,
for the visual.
He had on that black ogre suit that all those big tough guys have. So Uncle Dougie was a bad guy last night at the Aretha concert, 10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new Charcoal Pore Cleansing Brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new Charcoal Pore Cleansing Brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The number to get direct info on your questions, the things we're talking about here. You also are encouraged to visit djvhealthnews.com to find out all the information on the, not only the info, but the things that we're talking about here, the advice that Dr. Joel Wallach is giving to you on health supplements. Somebody, this is a good one, fungus, toe fungus. What do we do about fungus among us in your toes?
Okay, well, first of all, they need to do two things. Make sure they're washing their socks well. It wouldn't hurt to throw in a little bleach with the wash water with your socks. Certainly, you do not want to wash your underwear with your socks if you have fungus on your toes, because then you'll get fungus elsewhere. Okay, and you want to take the 90 essential nutrients, that's 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 omega-3 fatty acids. We have a basic program we call the Healthy Start Pack. If you don't have any other issues like diabetes or arthritis or high blood pressure, heart disease, you can just take the basic program, which we call the Healthy Start Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, which is good for your immune system, gives your body the raw materials it needs to function. But then topically, to put on the fungus on your toenails and between your toes and so forth, we have a colloidal silver. You can apply it. It'll kill everything, fungus and bacteria and viruses and yeast and so forth. Colloidal silver goes back thousands, literally thousands of years ago. It was the first sort of antibiotic along with frankincense and myrrh. And so I love colloidal silver because it's not prescription, yet it will do a fabulous job. Doesn't cause any damage to any of the body cells or anything like that. It's well tested over thousands of years.
Wow. All right. Fungus is something, it's one of those things you think, oh, well, everybody's got it, so I guess I'll have to put up with it. And not so. Speaking of things you got to put up with, here's a lady who has a client that has insomnia, and along with that, some back problems.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. I have a new customer who says he has insomnia, back pain. He's complaining of polymyalgia rheumatica and high triglycerides. He's 69 years old and weighs 160 pounds, and I think he's over 6 feet tall.
Good heavens.
Okay, well, 160 pounds, 6 foot tall, he's slim. And, of course, he's got polymyalgia rheumatica. He's got muscle pain. He's got kind of the old rheumatism thing. He's got some joint pain and so forth. He's got arthritis. And so a guy like him, I would give him two of the healthy bone and joint packs, two healthy bone and joint packs, full dose everything twice a day. I'd give him the MSM. I would go ahead, because he's got the muscle the stuff going on as well as the bone stuff, I would get him two bottles a month of the MSM so he could take nine of those tablets a day, three with each meal. Again, they're designed to support and promote maintenance, repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, muscle, bone matrix, bone itself. And then I would have him throw in the vitamin D3, three of those twice a day. Everybody forgets vitamin D3, and people will say, well, I live in Florida, I'm in the sun all the time. No, you sit in the shade all the time. You don't sit out in the sun all the time. So even in Florida, even on the islands, even in the Gulf states, you need to be taking some vitamin D3, three of those capsules twice a day. And then, of course, I also like, in his case, I would have him take from our Stay Natural group, the Stay Restored, which has very unique stuff in it. We have 5,000 products, and this is the only product that has this stuff in it, I call it, that is the raw materials for your body to efficiently regrow cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, including skin. And this guy would do well to take that.
All right, we got about a minute left. Somebody just following up on my question to you says that her mother is otherwise healthy, doesn't take medications, does a lot of exercising, but she suffers from joint pain. And she's asking, because we were just talking about joint pain, is it the same fix for her?
Yeah, it's a healthy bone and joint pack, because pain is just a symptom of degenerative disease in the joints. And so she needs, I'd have her take two of the healthy bone and joint packs a month, a full dose of them twice a day. The MSM, three of those twice a day. That's one bottle a month of big bottles. Also the vitamin D3, three of those twice a day. Also the glucogel, she could take 15 of those a day if she wants, five, five, and five. That's two bottles a month. Or she could take, again, the from our Stay Natural, the Stay Restored, three of those twice a day. And then topically, on the joints that hurt or the surrounding tissues that are painful, again, that's soothed from our Hemp FX division. It's CBD oil, but we've added several other things to it so that where most CBD oils will work for three or four things, ours work for 12 or 15 things when it comes to joints and muscles and tendons and ligaments.
All right, check it all out, 855-310-8326, or visit djvhealthnews.com. My thanks to Dr. Joel Wallach for being here on this edition of DJV Health News. I'm Doug Steffen.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.